Good day, everyone. Thank you for holding, and welcome to the IBM iSeries Nation Citizens Chat. Today's call is being recorded, and at this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I'd like to turn the call over to your host, Malcolm Haynes.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Today we have two excellent speakers. We have John Reed, who's going to talk about the strategy for iSeries for 2004 and about some of the special offers that we have to help us implement that strategy. He'll talk for about 15 minutes or so, and then immediately after John, Julian Heidelberg will talk about the announcements that were made at Lotusphere last week. At the end of that, we'll then have a question and answer session. John is not able to join us for that. He has to go. So Hilary Melville will answer any questions that you may have on John's part of today's presentation. So without further delay, I will hand over to you, John.
Thank you, Malcolm. My name's John Reed. I head up iSeries Product Management and Business Operations Worldwide. And I want to thank you for allowing me to take the time to talk to you about how we are going to make it easier to grow with the iSeries in 2004. Hope you have the slide deck up that's entitled Growing with iSeries in 2004, just got easier, and can turn to slide two. First of all, I want to take a little bit of time to take a look at some recent information that just came out from Giga Research. Brad Day's recent report that talks about iSeries as an industry-recognized leader in the area of virtualization and dynamic partitioning. And as you can see, quite a great report that just came out just in January. In addition, great kudos from Tom Bittman in December, as well as a great InfoWorld article about how iSeries has changed to meet your needs as our clients. So with that, this year we decided to deliver a set of offers to make it easier for you as our clients to either upgrade or purchase new iSeries. And I want to take you through that really quickly. So if you move on to slide three, that's entitled Growing with iSeries Just Got Easier. What we have is a fairly comprehensive set of offers, and whether you're in America's group, Europe, or in Asia Pacific, I think we have a great offer that's just for you. And if you remember, if you will remember, these are worldwide offers, and they may vary slightly from geography to geography. So it's important for you, if you're interested in one of these offers, and if you see the need to either purchase a new machine or you're looking at an upgrade and want to take advantage of some of these deals, to please contact your partner or your sales rep to see what is specifically in store for you. So I'm going to take you through these offers pretty quickly and then go on to some additional detail. For the Americas group, we have an iSeries upgrade preferred rate financing. Financing as low as 1.9% the models IE20, the 830s and 840s, upgrading to new equipment, as well as for those people who are looking to replace an existing 270, a 7XX, 6XX, or SXX product. So great set of offers there to get a very, very low financing rate, provided you qualify for the financing. In addition, we're going to introduce a special promotion on upgrades to the iSeries 810 and the IE25 if you're coming from an 820 or an 830. We're reducing our prices on upgrades to the models 870 and 890 Enterprise Edition and High Availability Editions. And we have new lower pricing on the 870 Enterprise Edition as well as the High Availability Editions for both upgrades as well as new purchases. One great new thing we're doing this quarter is introducing a new iSeries 810 High Availability Edition. This follows on the heels of the success we have had in introducing the model 870, 825, and 890 High Availability Editions, and allows customers who are in the 810 space to get that availability and get the reliability built up so that they're their data center is truly a 7x24 arrangement. In addition, as you all know, in January of 2003, we introduced temporary prepaid capacity upgrade on demand, some also known out in marketplaces, on-off capacity on demand. We've taken a look at that, and we're going to have a reduced set of pricing on there. We found folks are using that capability for a variety of purposes. We want to enable more and more customers to take advantage of it, and we think this is a wonderful opportunity for those of you who need temporary capacity at the end of a month, at the end of a quarter, at the end of the year, and don't want to activate permanent processors. For those of you that are in an 825, 870, and 890, we think it provides great value and great flexibility. So let's move on to the next page and talk a little bit more in detail about these offers. So on page 4, upgrading your iSeries just got easier. We have discounts on upgrades from the i820, i830, moving to the 810 or the 825 Enterprise Edition. It's a graduated set of discounts. The largest discounts are on what previously was low OLTP or interactive points. So in Europe, now through March 24th, you'll be able to get between a 10 and 24% discount. And then after that in Q2, there will be a reduced set of discounts. In America's group, in the U.S. and Canada, through March 19th, a similar set of discounts and a slightly reduced set of discounts in second quarter. So this is a perfect opportunity if you've been looking at upgrading, if you feel the need to upgrade to the newest technology and you want to take advantage of this, it'll offer you a pretty substantial discount in terms of the absolute price and offer some capability to get into current technology at the right price. In addition, on the Model 870 and 890 Enterprise Editions, you'll see reductions on upgrades from the lowest OLTP levels or lowest interactive levels, and, i.e. the first points, for example, on a 840, that would be the 120 CPW point. And then in addition, 10 to 15% reductions on upgrades into the i870 and 890 Enterprise Edition from the higher OLTP levels. And when you deal with the Enterprise Edition, obviously, is the opportunity to take advantage of a wide range of software that's included in the edition, as well as unlimited OLTP capacity. We want to make that available to everyone that that feels the need to move up into current technology. Just a wonderful opportunity for those of you that that need this capacity. If you move on to page 5, in the Model 870, we took a look at the prices and decided we wanted to bring them, smooth them out and bring them more in line with where the 825 and 870 was. So we have reduced prices effectively now, and you can see them on the slide, taking prices on Enterprise Edition 5-to-8-way, the high availability 5-to-8-way, as well as the 8-to-16 and the 8-to-16-way Enterprise Edition, taking those down to make it easier to get into a Model 870. We've had a high level of interest in the Model 870, and our goal is to make it easier to people to move into that size of machine, that scale of machine, something that can scale up dramatically all the way from a 5-way up to a 16-way in capacity. So we think this is a great opportunity. As you see the prices, they're obviously in U.S. list prices. Prices may vary slightly, so it's obviously important to get with your business partner or your sales rep. If you move on to page 6, let's talk a little bit about high availability. High availability has been a key concern for many, many customers, and the need to be in a 24/7 arrangement has never been more critical than it is today. As most of you know, we introduced a high availability set of offerings in the middle of last year in the models 825, 870, and 890. Many of you took advantage of those offers and got the ability to effectively buy a pair of machines or a second machine, buy high availability software, and combine those two and get into a highly available offering at a reasonable price. What we're offering today, and planned availability is February 27th, is the ability to do exactly the same thing for the iSeries Model 810. So for those of you who have 810s or see the need for additional 810s, and you really want to be in one of those mission-critical, you must be in one of those mission-critical 24/7 environments, you want to practice role swapping and workload distribution, i.e. have work, part of the workload on one 810 and part on the others, you want to accomplish things like minimizing your planned and your unplanned downtime and providing full capability. What we've got is a set of offers, and they're actually permanent products, so there'll be a high availability offer. The availability of that is February 27th. We obviously have information out within our Salesforce, and anybody within the Salesforce should be able to come and talk to you about that immediately. What's required there is to validate that you buy software, high availability software, and have a license from one of our high availability partners prior to the system being shipped. It's a great offer and really follows on the heels of our success with models 825, 870, and 890. The next slide talks a little bit about temporary capacity on demand, also known as on-off capacity on demand. A great technology that we brought to bear in the iSeries, and we're really first in the industry in delivering this capability with our January announcement of last year. Well, the exciting thing for me is that we have taken a look at that, and people have used it for a variety of purposes, whether it's end of month or end of quarter processing, if it's for practicing for role swapping, and in fact we used it ourselves to provide capacity backup additions where all the capacity or the bulk of the capacity is on off. Well, here today we're trying to make this easier for people to use, so effectively for the on-off capacity on demand, or the daily price, we've cut that price in half for the models 825, 870, and 890, and gone to a new price that effectively is 50% off. Now, what that does for a person that's considering that is turn their break-even point, the point at which they should have probably considered buying permanent capacity, into 90 days. So for people who are kind of considering moving to on-off capacity on demand, it provides a great capability for them to try that and not regret maybe considering doing permanent capacity. Of course, we still have permanent capacity, and you can always enable permanently a processor or all of your processors. But as you see here, we've extended the break-even number of days, or the days that it would take where it would have been better for you as a customer to have purchased this outright, to 90 days. So that gives a person the capability, if they're doing 1 or 2 days per month or a couple, 3 days per quarter, the capability to use on-off capacity on demand and really get in and utilize the capacity of the iSeries that's already shipped to you and do that in a more cost-effective manner. So we think that's a great opportunity for more people to take advantage of on-off capacity on demand. In addition, for those of you that are interested in a prepaid coupon where you pay ahead, we've taken that price down by 33%, and that provides a different set of capabilities. It's still temporary capacity. And it still is capacity that you can use on a daily basis, but this will give you the added benefit of knowing when you actually run out, and the system will not allow you to activate additional capacity at that point. So in summary, our goal really with all of these offers is really to make it easier than ever in 2004 to take advantage of iSeries' legendary reliability, security, simplicity of operations, and the ability to run multiple workloads via our virtualization capabilities to really meet your business goals. In addition to this, in the backup set of material are a couple of additional things that we've done. One is we've added a services voucher for the model I810 provided by our certified business partners, which allows you the capability to have someone come in and help you get enabled, for example, in Linux or Domino or any other of the services components like WebSphere. So there's an additional services voucher that will be available March 1st and will be available with anything that you buy in the quarter. In addition, we've made some additions to our education vouchers. A lot of people have taken advantage of the education vouchers in the Enterprise Edition as an additional value to go get much-needed education and how to enable yourselves in things like WebSphere, Linux, use of the IXS or the IXA. And in addition to that, we've added the vouchers that will allow you to utilize that for U.S. Spring Common, which starts the first week in May for 2004, as well as the IBM iSeries Technical Conference in both the United States and Europe. So very much an additional value as you buy your Enterprise Edition. Or if you have certificates, if you have vouchers already and you purchase them, you can utilize them for these additional sets of education. Like I said, a great set of offers. I think something that should help it make it easier for yourself to take a look at what your business needs are and see how iSeries can help you make that business goal realized in 2004. So, having closed with that, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for your business, your ongoing business, and our ability to partner with yourself. Now over to you, Jalen.
Thanks, John. And good morning or good afternoon if there's colleagues in other parts of maybe across the ocean. Hello from snowy Minneapolis. I am on chart 11 of the chart deck, and as you'll notice from the subtitle, it says Exciting News for 2004. Having just come back from Lotusphere, I can tell you that there really is a lot of exciting news around Lotus products, and it will be a great year for iSeries customers, iSeries business partners, iSeries reps to work in the Lotus space. For those of you who don't know me, I am Jalen Heidelberg. I am the marketing manager for Lotus products on the iSeries and the other eServer platforms, but my heritage is iSeries and AS400, so that's definitely my first love. If you'll turn to chart 12, that is the agenda, and we will talk briefly about kind of the business environment around collaboration, which is basically the couple charts of why you should bother to listen to this, and then we'll talk about news around Domino, then the new thing that's coming to iSeries this year called Lotus Workplace, and finally finish up with a roadmap of how these Lotus products fit together. So turning to chart 13, and perhaps some of you have seen this, this was a study that was done in the middle of last year where an analyst organization, went to middle managers in a fairly large number of companies and asked them which was more important in your business communications today, the telephone or email. And the answer was actually, if you read the words around the analysis, was actually surprising as to how great a gap there now is. Email has just tremendously surpassed the telephone as the most important form of business communication. And the second question was, which would it be a greater hardship to do without, email or the telephone? And the answer there was also overwhelmingly email, with a 74%. The point here is that organizations are recognizing that email and other collaboration tools have actually become mission critical, that they need to invest in these tools because they're so important to the productivity of their employees, and they need to provide an environment and an infrastructure where they really treat them as critical business applications. And, of course, that's very good news for us in iSeries land because we can do that. We can do that with Domino, where we have a reputation for being a very reliable, available, easy-to-manage infrastructure for email. Turning to Chart 14, this is another interesting study that's been done. So this is a, you know, why should we invest in this space? Surveys show that about 4% of information that exists in an organization is in relational databases, in structured data. That would be your customer records, your general ledger records, your inventory, and so on. The majority of information in a business is in unstructured data. It might be in documents, in presentations, in spreadsheets. Much of it is on people's desktops, not in any kind of corporate repository. And this is becoming a major, ulcer for chief information officers in organizations. Keeps them awake at night thinking about how much of their intellectual capital is really not protected, not leveraged, and so on. Because the other flip side of this is we spend 80% of our IT budget in a typical organization focused on the applications that use that structured data, and only 20% on applications that focus more on the unstructured data. This trend is starting to turn. And if you look at Chart 15, it shows that many, many organizations are starting to invest more in collaboration tools. That might be their email infrastructure. It might be additional tools around collaboration and allowing people to leverage their joint intellectual capital better. Now, if you're a traditional iSeries IT person, it might actually be another part of your organization that is looking at doing this. So it's something you maybe want to be hooked into and be aware of, because it is very definitely a growing trend this year that organizations are looking at investing in this area of collaboration. So now let's talk about what's happening in the Domino space, some of the things that Lotus announced at Lotusphere. So if you'll turn with me to Chart 17, this is a little bit of a review. Domino 6 has been in the marketplace for about a year. The majority of Lotus customers are still on Domino R5, but there is a growing trend to go to Domino 6. About half of the customers are at some stage of going to Domino 6, and we see a definite move in that direction. So if your organization is still on Domino R5, this is kind of a brief review of some of the reasons to go to Domino 6. Basically, it's very focused on total cost of ownership and improving productivity for four different groups of people. So for management, it reduces network bandwidth, actually reduces CPU requirements. For administrators, it is much more efficient to administer. There's many more automated tools in Domino 6 than in Domino 5. For end users, there are some wonderful productivity enhancements. And for application developers, there are some enhancements as well for rapid application development. Now on Chart 18, we have this new thing called Domino 6.5.1. And I'll talk in another couple charts about the relationship between Domino 6 and Domino 6.5. But basically, Domino 6.5 is a new feature release that goes beyond Domino 6. And we think most customers, what we're seeing is they're going to go directly from Domino R5 to Domino 6.5.1. One of the very cool things about 6.5.1 is this new user interface that you see on Chart 18 that looks kind of like a portal. It is the ability to have multiple pieces of your collaboration environment all kind of in front of you on the glass at the same time and be able to easily move back and forth between them. So you'll see your inbox, your calendar, your to-do list, and an instant messaging buddy list and a little launch pad on the right-hand side. Domino 6.5.1 just became available last week. In fact, our iSeries team was the first team to post their electronic version of Domino 6.5.1 on the web. So if you're a Domino customer, you can get this version electronically now. The media typically ships a couple weeks after when the electronic version is posted to the web. Let's talk a little bit more about this integration with instant messaging. So if you turn to Chart 19, that shows kind of the features of the instant messaging integration. This is an important trend that we're seeing with Lotus products, the recognition that instant messaging is becoming a more and more important way for people and organizations to communicate. It really complements email and is a wonderful tool if you just need a quick answer or clarification rather than starting a cycle of three or four emails to get something clarified. So the integration that we see with 651 really brings instant messaging right into the Notes client, right into the Domino Web Access client, so that most end users will no longer have a need to have a separate instant messaging client launch. They'll simply use instant messaging from within their Notes client or within their Domino Web Access client if they're using a browser. Within that client, you'll be able to see, as you saw on the previous page, you'll be able to see your buddy list. You'll also, when you receive an email, you'll be able to see if the person who sent it to you or the people on the copy list are available online, and you'll be able to launch a chat. There'll be little drop-down menus, as you see on the right-hand part of this chart, where you can access the normal instant messaging functions, like adding someone to your buddy list, starting a chat, and so on. So it's really a wonderful integration that we have of this instant messaging capability right into the Notes and Domino Web Access clients, starting with Domino 6.5 and enhanced with Domino 6.5.1. Chart 20 shows some additional enhancements to make end users more productive that are new with Domino 6.5. And this is the ability to have anti-spam features so that you can block spam in your in-basket, and also the ability to set up quick rules so that, for instance, when you get email from certain people, you can file it in a particular folder and so on. Nice productivity tools to make it easier for end users to manage their collaboration tools. Turning to chart 21, this is something that we've talked about in the past and has really been significantly enhanced by Lotus in a couple of different stages over the last 6 months. This is something that used to be called iNotes Access, and is now called Domino Access for Microsoft Outlook. This is the ability to access a Domino server for mail using an Outlook client. Many organizations today are faced with the challenge of upgrading from Exchange 5.5 to the next version of Microsoft Exchange. And we know many iSeries organizations have Microsoft Exchange and Outlook as their email platform. The idea here is that end users are very attached to their Outlook clients. They're trained on them. They're used to them. They really don't want to give them up. But Domino, in many ways, provides a more robust infrastructure as the email server than Exchange. And so this option is replace Exchange with Domino, and, of course, then you can put Domino on your iSeries, which makes it even better, and keep your Outlook clients. We had enhancements last summer to this capability that made the email very equivalent functionally when you're using Outlook as a client going to Domino and Exchange. The recent enhancements that come with Domino 6.5.1 are in the area of calendar interoperability. So kind of we have the last piece to the puzzle now. So this is really a very viable option for organizations to look at. So if your organization has Outlook, this is an Exchange. This is something that it's worth taking a look at, because many organizations are dreading that upgrade from Exchange 5.5, and this might be a good alternative to look at. Another really exciting thing for iSeries customers is on Chart 22. The 6.5.1 release is being positioned by Lotus as what I would call a unifying release. In the past, you know, we've had compatibility charts that said, if you have this version of Domino, this version of Same Time runs with it, this version of QuickPlace runs with it, and so on. We've had to kind of keep track of that. It wasn't always as crisp as we would like it to have been. Now we have the option of having all of these additional products from Lotus run on the same release on 6.5.1. So in about a month and a half, in the middle of March, we will see Same Time 6.5.1. The new official name for that is Lotus Instant Messaging and Web Conferencing. we will see QuickPlace 651, and the name for that is IBM Lotus Team Workplace. We'll see Workflow 651, Domino.doc 651. All of these products will, from now on, ship on a similar release schedule and all be compatible. So for us in iSeries, what that means is in a single OS 400 partition with one Domino server, you'll be able to have Domino partitions running all these different applications. And that's the way it should be. So we're very excited about that all coming together. Now, if you turn to chart 23, we've talked about Domino 5, we talked about Domino 6, and we've talked about Domino 6.5. Basically, if you think about it, Domino R5, for those of you who've been in the Lotus space for a while, Domino R5 was a very large release. Lots and lots of new functions. It was a long time in coming, and it's been out there quite a while. So it's a very stable release. It's going to be around in terms of service for about another year. Domino 6 has been out a year. It was also a pretty big release. So it was a couple years from when we had Domino 5 to when we got Domino 6. Customers provided feedback to Lotus that said, we would like to see feature releases more often and have them be not quite so large. And so that's basically why a year after Domino 6, Lotus did Domino 6.5. It's a feature release that is primarily client-focused. New features for the Notes client, for Domino Web Access, for Domino Access for Microsoft Outlook, support for Mozilla Browser so that people can use Linux desktops. Those are major things that came with 6.5. The server code base is really pretty similar between Domino 6 and Domino 6.5. And that's why I say that most customers who are on Domino 5 are going to jump directly to Domino 6.5 and not go do that interim step. It's not necessary to go to Domino 6. And in fact, we're encouraging customers to go to 6.5 because of the nice functionality that it has. You'll also notice on chart 23 that little red dot box on the lower right. Because Domino R5 has been in the marketplace for quite a while, Domino 6 has been out for a while, we've made the decision, and we've been talking about this, so it's not a secret, that when we have a new release of OS 400, which will likely happen sometime this year, that release will require Domino 6 or Domino 6.5. We will not test it with Domino R5. We won't support Domino R5. So if you're looking later this year to go to a new release of OS 400, then that means that you first need to go to Domino 6. So V5R2, the current release of OS 400, is the last release that will support Domino R5. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Lotus Workplace. So turning to chart 25, this is a little bit of the history of where Workplace came from. If you think about Lotus's history, they've really been innovators in the whole collaboration space, and they're really recognized as the thought leaders. So they started out as being the innovators with Lotus 1-2-3, the spreadsheet business, and that was the personal productivity wave. And then they were the innovators in moving up the scale to team productivity, and that would be things like email or same time, quick place, those kinds of products, plus the applications that thousands of business partners have built using Domino as their base. Now the next wave that organizations are focused on is business productivity, which is the notion of integrating collaborative capabilities with business tools and business processes to make the business more productive, not just teams of people within the business. And that's really Lotus's focus now. In both the area of Lotus Portal and WebSphere Portal and Lotus Workplace. So let's talk about what this workplace thing is, if you turn to chart 26. This is new for iSeries. Lotus Workplace first came to the market the middle of last year. There was something called Lotus Workplace Messaging, which was kind of light function messaging capability for people who didn't need a robust email client. The next release of Lotus Workplace came last fall, actually very late last year, Lotus Workplace 1.1, and they added collaboration capabilities and also did some re-architecting under the covers to make it fully a WebSphere portal application. in the next few months, probably, as they said at Lotus Fair, about 4 months from now, we will have the next version, Lotus Workplace 2.0. That will add iSeries as a platform. So we're very excited about this new product that will be on iSeries a little later this year. Workplace is basically a set of collaboration capabilities. So you see the lists on the right: messaging, team collaboration, distance learning, document management, web content management. All of those sound like capabilities Lotus has today in the Domino space, and that's true. Workplace is another method to deliver collaboration capabilities, more a J2EE portal type approach to delivering the same kinds of capabilities, giving customers a choice. Some organizations are very committed to going forward with a strategy that says, we want open standards, we want to use WebSphere Portal, we want to use portals as our main way of delivering an end-user interface, and that's really the space that Lotus Workplace is directed towards, is that kind of environment, at least to start with. That's the main place where we will see Lotus Workplace. So you can see in kind of the second tier of that chart, it is based on open standards. And then it addresses a multiple set of clients, and I know that those are kind of an eye chart, but the idea is that it is an open standards platform that over time, and these aren't all here today, over time there will be support for web browsers, and that's both Internet Explorer and Mozilla, for Lotus Notes as a client, for a new rich Java-based client that Lotus is building and that they previewed at Lotusphere, for Microsoft Outlook as a client, and for wireless mobile devices. So all of those will be supported as clients for Lotus Workplace going forward. The implementation today is browser-based. So let's look at chart 27 and talk about why are we doing this? And one of the reasons is because today we have a wonderful set of collaboration capabilities and of personal productivity capabilities, but they kind of exist in silos. The red boxes around the various things on this chart are very deliberate. Because if you think about what we do as end users, we bring up each of these applications separately on our desktop, and then we move back and forth between the applications. We find ourselves pasting things maybe from a spreadsheet into an email. So we are providing the glue and the interface. The idea behind Lotus Workplace is to take those multiple applications and bring them together into a more unified, consistent end-user experience. And that's the story in Chart 28, is to make things easier, to make it easier to buy, easier to use, easier to implement this set of collaboration capabilities, to bring them together in a single environment, which under the covers is WebSphere Portal. So if you look at Chart 29, this is kind of taking a picture and saying, if we have all these capabilities, what do they look like when we have a workplace environment? So the box in the center is it's the portlet. It's the thing that I am focused on. And then the things along the edges are my peripheral vision. Other collaboration capabilities, or they could be line of business capabilities, that I need to know about. So in this example where it says that chart in the middle on chart 29 says key supplier issues, that's a set of charts that we're working on in an e-meeting. On the left-hand side, you see a team room for the group that is participating in this e-meeting. You see the agenda for the web conference. You see the list of participants. You see the document repository for this group of people. At the bottom, we're building the to-do list that's getting assigned as the meeting goes on. And then on the right-hand side, you'll see the person who's attending, it might be me, my regular buddy list, and my email, my in-basket, things that I need to keep my eye on. The concept here is that we all are multitaskers today, almost always. And today, right now, I'm not. Right now, I'm focused on you. But if I were listening to this meeting, I might very well be kind of looking at my email, maybe having an instant messaging chat with someone. So we all kind of deal in that environment. And Workplace is designed to make it more productive for us to multitask by having that peripheral vision to other things and having this change in context. So, for example, if I switch and work on my in-basket when my e-meeting is over, my in-basket will pop up to that center and be the focus of my attention, and the things around the edges might change. Now, under the covers, if you turn to chart 30, under the covers, workplace is built on a set of open standards for collaboration. First of all, at the bottom of the stack, it uses LDAP for the directory. It uses DB2 for the data store. It uses a J2EE application server, which will typically be WebSphere. Then the next line up, what comes with Workplace, and Workplace is actually, you can almost think of it as both a platform of middleware and an application. And the platform includes a set of extensions to that underlying stuff. Those extensions are the things that are necessary for collaboration. For example, if you think of the LDAP directory architecture, it really doesn't have all the information that would be necessary to search for experts. You need additional information about Giel and Heidelberg in the LDAP directory so that someone can find me as the person responsible for Lotus products on the East Server hardware. So Lotus is building extensions to help with people's and expertise location and other extensions to the data store, for instance, to handle certain kinds of collaboration information. And then the other thing that is part of Workplace is a set of components. So they've taken all this wonderful collaboration capability that's integrated into Domino and split it out into components, logical pieces of function that can be snapped in as portlets. So your in-basket is a component. Your calendaring is a component. Distance learning is a couple different components. Document management is components. So the wonderful collaboration capabilities that Lotus has created are being rewritten in J2EE as components. And then the user interface, that top layer, is provided by WebSphere Portal. Now, if you turn to chart 31, this is a reiteration of what I said before, is the goal, and again, not all of this is here today. It will come over the next several releases. The goal is to support all of these clients. The web browser, Notes client, a new rich Java client called Lotus Workplace client, Outlook, Microsoft Outlook as a client, and also mobile devices. Chart 32 shows how you buy this, how it's packaged, because as I said, it's middleware and it's also a set of applications, essentially applications that are portal-based applications. So that stack on the top are the kinds of capabilities, applications that you license for end users. So you'll have a mail center, you'll have a team collaboration center, you'll have a document management center, and so on. So end users will be licensed to use particular functions within WebSphere Portal and within Lotus Workplace. Now, if you turn to chart 33, and I don't know if this makes it look easier or harder, but this is the vision behind both Portal and Lotus Workplace. And it's the idea that an end user, a person, is really at the hub. And during the day, you can almost think of it as sitting in a swivel chair and turning it to do different things at different times during the day. And you need different templates for different contexts depending upon which of these hats you put on during the day. And that is the design behind Lotus Workplace and behind WebSphere Portal, is to have these changing views, changing contexts as I change my job during the day. So it's making me, as a person sitting in the center of this, more productive, more able to respond more quickly to changing requirements of my job. Chart 34 provides an example of how you might insert collaboration into various line of business applications. So it's this concept of business integration. If you think about the chart I showed at the very beginning of this workplace session that talked about moving from people productivity to team productivity to business productivity, you know, this is the notion that as we look across our supply chain, look across our business processes, and insert collaboration tools like instant messaging, like web conferencing, like distance learning, we can make our business processes more effective. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the Lotus roadmap. If you're a Domino customer today, what does this mean to you? Does it mean you have to go to Workplace? Does it mean that that Lotus is going to gradually kill Domino and move you to Workplace? And the answer is no. Domino is still going to be absolutely alive and well. That was said many, many times at Lotus in the keynote, at Lotus Sphere, in the keynote presentation, in many, many other presentations. This is a choice. This is an option that organizations have. They can stay with Domino. They can go to Workplace. They can do a combination. And there will be excellent detailed roadmaps coming from Lotus over the next several months to help customers figure out exactly what the right choice is. For example, if you're a Domino customer today and you really want to implement a distance learning solution, maybe the best functional solution for you to get distance learning will be Workplace, but you'll stick with Domino to provide your email capabilities. Another very exciting thing that Lotus talked about is the ability to incorporate your existing Domino applications as portlets into either Workplace or WebSphere portal without having to change those Domino applications. So that's something we'll see coming over the next several months. So you have flexibility, you have choices. This is absolutely not a forced march. And Lotus is very, very focused on protecting your investment in both the software that you have purchased and in your skills. So let's look at the roadmap on chart 36. And one thing I want to emphasize here, because it looks, you could look at this chart without the words with it and interpret it incorrectly. That yellow arrow, the big yellow arrow in the back behind the Domino products, does not mean that that's where customers have to go. What that means is that the same rich collaboration capabilities that we have on the left, over time, will also be available in the J2EE environment of Lotus Workplace on the right. So the arrow is a statement of functional equivalency, not of the fact that customers have to go in that direction. And that's what the note says on the bottom. So the goal is over time, and that's probably over the next year or so, functionally, the Workplace components will catch up with the Domino components. So, for instance, if you're using same-time instant messaging and same-time e-meetings today, Workplace today will not have all of the capabilities of same time yet. It will perhaps by the end of this year. Right now, same time or in the e-meeting portion in Workplace has the most commonly used function, which is to simply show charts. It doesn't have the application sharing capability yet that we have with same time e-meetings. So that's an example. Lotus is picking the most commonly used functions and doing those first in the J2EE environment. The other important point, which I hope you've already got on the 651 discussion, is that on the Domino side with those products, they're moving to the same schedule, the same code base, so that you'll be able to have better integration if you choose to stay on the Domino side of the house. You've already seen with 651 that we have excellent integration between the Notes client and instant messaging capability. As more of these products get to that 651 base, we can expect that that integration will be enhanced. Now let's turn to chart 37, because you'll notice I've talked about WebSphere Portal and Workplace together. And Workplace, one way to think of it, is that it is an application sitting on top of WebSphere Portal. As you know, if you look at the picture on the left, WebSphere Portal is a user interface and it's integration. So it's bringing a set of applications together and displaying them in portlets, in little windows within your browser. So it is a user interface to bring together a set of disparate applications. And you can also make those applications communicate with each other within the portal. Lotus Workplace is, among other things, a set of templates to provide collaboration as a set of user interfaces within Portal. So Portal is the underlying architecture that creates those windows within the browser, those portlets, and Workplace provides the components and the templates to plug collaboration into those portlets. So if you think about me, for example, and what I do all day, they don't let me touch line of business applications at IBM. I don't know how to do accounts receivable. I don't know how to do accounts payable. I live in collaboration. That's my job. I do email. I attend a lot of meetings. I build presentations and so on. So an interface that's a portlet-type interface that is primarily collaboration applications is a very appropriate interface for me. And that would be Lotus Workplace. For someone who is maybe in purchasing in IBM or someone is in accounts receivable in IBM, their user interface is going to be primarily line of business applications, but they certainly have an inbox and they have e-meetings and so on. Those might be plugins of a few collaboration components from Lotus, but they're primarily a portal user, not a workplace user, because their primary user interface is to their line of business applications. It's a little confusing, and we'll see all of this come together. But if you think about Workplace as a layer that sits on top of Portal that makes it easy to integrate collaboration components into a Portal type of user interface, you know, that's maybe the easiest way to think about it. If you look at chart 38, this is really talking about, again, kind of positioning Portal and Workplace, and thinking about where an organization comes from and where an end user comes from, a particular end user. Some of us in organizations start more on the purple side, where we're more focused on line of business, building portals to integrate line of business applications. Some are more focused on the yellow side, on the domino side, where collaboration is really a very key part of the user experience. And then as you kind of move towards the center, people who come from the portal line of business side add some collaboration capabilities. For instance, in some versions of Portal, they incorporate same-time instant messaging in QuickPlace. People coming from the domino side might integrate some line of business applications and more traditional portal capabilities. And then kind of meet in the middle, and everyone will probably have a mixture of both. So Portal and Workplace together are really a powerful combination of integrating line of business applications with collaboration capabilities. We'll see a lot more on the pricing, on the bundling, on the different options as this comes to the marketplace in the next 4 months, as they said at Lotus here a number of times. Chart 39 is a picture that Lotus is showing to talk about their plans for the year. And this is important because, again, it's reassurance for customers, because you can see there's plans for notes in Domino 651, the additional products in 651, and then a Domino 7 as we go into 2005. Lotus is still very, very committed to this Domino set of products. They're also committed to delivering workplace enhancements about twice a year. So we're seeing Workplace 2.0 that's going to come second quarter, and then we'll see another version of Workplace that will come later, you know, late in the year, probably October, November timeframe. Timeframes aren't fixed yet. That may be called Workplace 2.5. It may get a different number. We don't know that for sure. But the point is, in the workplace space, Lotus is committing to delivering new function about every 6 months, because it's that component architecture, they can do that. And then WebSphere Portal will also have another version later this year. We just had WebSphere Portal 502, WebSphere Portal Express 502 on iSeries at the end of last year. We're very excited about that. So what I wanted to do is close with chart 40, and this is kind of the motherhood and apple pie picture. Basically, there are three different major ways that organizations provide human interaction when you think about the e-business on-demand environment. What we call the integrated collaborative environment in the lower left, that's Domino. That's the idea that we have this wonderful integrated encompassing thing that's Domino and Same Time and Quick Place and Domino dot dot. And that's what that environment is called. And then we have Portal on the right-hand side, and that is a different integrated user interface that allows you to snap in business applications and also some collaboration capabilities. And we have this new thing called Lotus Workplace, which is more focused on the collaboration piece. One key message here is that even though Portal is still called WebSphere Portal, it actually now is, from an IBM perspective, it's moved to Lotus. It is responsibility for the development, the marketing, all the requirements and so on, sits in Lotus. That's important because basically Lotus owns this whole picture. So we have one organization in IBM that owns our whole strategy for how we provide software that lets you build your human interaction. So that the idea here is, given that it's one organization, one would hope, and it seems to be definitely happening, that it would be a very consistent strategy, that we would have well-thought-out roadmaps for customers so that we're not having you make uncomfortable decisions, that we're really thinking through where customers are today, where they would like to be, and what the logical paths are to get there. So, you know, I find it a very good story coming from Lotus. The feedback at Lotusphere from customers and business partners and analysts was very, very positive, in the sense that we have a very strong vision. So I think from the perspective of iSeries, we've got a lot of exciting new stuff to learn this year. It's going to be a very exciting year, and we have some great options. So I look forward to working with all of you this year, and hopefully we'll see some exciting things happen. Now I will turn it over to Kevin, who is, I think, going to do a quick survey and then take your questions. Kevin?
Thanks very much, Jilin. As she mentioned, we'll take your questions in just a moment, but first we'd like some feedback from you in the form of a very brief two-question telephone survey. We'll ask you to respond using your telephone keypad. Simply press the number on your telephone that corresponds to your choice, followed by, actually it's star, followed by the number on your telephone that corresponds to your choice. My apologies. So first, on a scale of 1 to 4, how valuable did you find John's chat? Press star, then 1. You found it very valuable, star 2 for valuable, star 3 for somewhat valuable, or star 4 if you found it to be of no value. We'll pause for just a moment. And for our second question, again on a scale of 1 to 4, how valuable did you find Jilin's chat? Once again, press star 1 for very valuable, star 2 for valuable, star 3 for somewhat valuable, or star 4 for of no value. And again, we'll pause. Well, thank you very much for your responses. Now we'd like to move on to taking questions from our audience. So if you have a question at this point, again, use your telephone to signal us. Press the star key followed by the digit 1. Again, that's star 1 for any questions you'd like to ask over the phone. Our first question will come from Pat Zirica from Haverty Furniture. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. In looking at the training courses, right now the only there's not a public schedule for any Domino courses because they were all R5. Has a schedule been put together or have any courses been published for the R6 world?
That's a good question, Pat. In many cases, we've gone more to distance learning type education because we really found that not very many customers wanted to take, you know, a week out of their life to come and do Domino R5. So we've gone to more distance learning and webinar classes. And there are a set of those that are available today. And then many customers are going to the generic Lotus Domino 6 classes that aren't specific to iSeries.
Well, that would be fine because we have five education cards here within our organization. And, you know, and I don't know if those can be used for those distance learning classes, but we'd like to send our people. I mean, we've been a Domino shop since 1995, so we've come from R4 to R5. We just recently went to R6.5. In the Wintel world, in about 3 weeks, we're going to convert it to the iSeries, and we'd like to get these people trained.
Could you, on the front page of my section of this, there is my email address. Send me an email, please, and I'll see if I can track that down for you.
Yeah, because I didn't get the demo. I've just been following along, listening to what
you said. Well, it's J, C as in Charlie, H-E-I, D as in dog, E-L, at us.ibm.com.
Can you, okay, us.ibm.com, and that's J, C as in Charlie,
H-E-I, D as in dog, E-L. at us.ibm.com.
Okay. Slow down. I can't write that.
Okay.
What is that again?
J.
J.
C.
C H.
E I.
Uh huh.
D E L.
Okay. That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, again, I'll remind our audience that it's star 1 to ask your questions over the phone. I'd like to check in with Malcolm to see if you've had any questions submitted directly to you.
Yeah, I've had some sent to me electronically. Shall we ask one of those now?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Kevin. I think this is actually for you, Hillary. It was sent to me using NoteBuddy, so I'll just get the system to speak it to you. Here goes.
The 8 and high availability offering looks interesting to me. Do I have to currently be running on an 810 as my primary server in order to get an 810HA, or could I get one to work with my 820?
You followed that. That wasn't Stephen Hawking. That was my synthesizer.
Well, it is a very good question, and I'm glad that we have a chance to clarify that. The 810 high availability offering will actually be available to any customer who has a 270, 7XX, or 8XX system that has at least as much CPW as the 810HA box that they choose, as long as they have interactive on their system. So you don't have to have an 810 that you're trying to cluster with or do the workload sharing with. You can do it with other systems as long as the primary system has more CPW than the 810HA that you're purchasing. So we think this is really a good offering for a lot of the customers that are out there and want to get into high availability with the system that they already have.
Thanks very much, Hillary. I've got one as well. Is it okay if I ask another one, Kevin?
Yes, please.
I've got one for you, Jill, and this one, I had an email on this one. It says, how big an iSeries will it take to run Lotus Workplace?
Hey, well, and the answer, Malcolm, is right now we don't know for sure because it is, you know, we're in kind of beta mode with the product at this point, or I guess alpha mode even, with the Workplace 2.0 product. So we are starting to do some sizing work. But what we think is that we're going to have a very exciting story on iSeries. Because if you think back to that architecture picture I showed with all the boxes, and you've got, you know, we've got DB2, we've got LDAP, we've got WebSphere, we've got Portal. And think about how you would implement that in an Intel space. You'd have typically 3 or 4 boxes, no matter how many users you had, and more than that if you had a large user population. And we all know that we can do that on a single iSeries. I'm pretty sure we won't be able to do it on a little 800, but you know, we know that we can run Portal on an 810, so I would expect that we will be able to do that. We will have more detailed sizing information as we get closer to general availability of the product.
Hey, thanks, Julian. Actually, there's another one that's just come in on NoteBuddy for you. Do you want to hear this one?
Sure.
What version of WebSphere Portal does Lotus Workplace require?
It uses WebSphere Portal Express 5.0.2, which is our brand new version of WebSphere Portal.
Okay, thanks for that. Here's one. Hillary, I've got another email for you. It says, I currently have an upgrade on order, but it hasn't been delivered yet. Will I get billed at the new lower prices that John spoke about?
Yes. If your upgrade is in the queue and hasn't been shipped yet, you will receive the lower prices. The price promotion for the upgrades into the 810 and 825 took effect back on January 23rd. And the upgrades to the 870 and 890 price changes took effect on February 3rd, so you should get the lower price.
Actually, Hillary, I just noticed he's got a second part to this email. It's a long email. He says he also, there's somebody else here that's got, no, sorry, that's something else. Sorry, I misread that. Here's something for you, Gillen. Somebody wants to know if they can use a multi-versioning to upgrade from Domino Release 5 to Domino 6.
Multi-versioning, for those of you who are not familiar with it, multi-versioning is something that our development team did last fall that allows you to run multiple versions of Domino in the same OS 400 LPAR. It's a fairly significant change to the underlying architecture, which means that we had to have base releases where we supported it. So the answer to the question is no. The first releases that support multi-versioning are Domino 6.03 and Domino 6.5. So once you get to one of those releases, you'll be able to use it in the future, multi-versioning capability in the future whenever you put on a new maintenance release.
Okay. I've got one final one here coming so far for you, Hillary. This person has got a contract that enabling temporary capacity upgrade on demand on his 870, and he wants to know if he automatically gets the new lower prices for processor activation days under that existing contract.
They do not need to take out a new contract to get the new lower prices. Any days that haven't previously been billed will now be billed at the new lower rates. So they're all set.
Okay, let me just check here to see. There's nothing else that has come in here. Kevin, do you have any more telephone questions?
No, we don't. Not at this time.
Okay. In that case, I think we'll close this chat because we've almost taken our full allocation of time. I just wanted to mention to everyone, we've got something new, which is that you know that we've always been storing these chats for replay, and you've been able to call a telephone number and hear it over the phone. From now onwards, starting with this chat, we shall be storing these chats on the new iSeries Nation site, which goes live in about 2 days' time. When that site goes live, if you go to the chat section, there is an archive section within that, and you will be able to replay this chat and all the subsequent ones that will happen this year. We will keep a good 12 months' worth of chats on the new iSeries Nation site. And that'll be live certainly at the beginning of next week. I'm just taking it to the lawyers today, so I'm sure it will be active then. Finally, I just wanted to remind everyone that the next Citizens Chat, the second one for 2004, will be in exactly 2 weeks' time on February the 19th, and that will be Doug Fulmer. He's with IBM in Dallas, and he will be talking about the iSeries developer roadmap. Thank you, Julian. Thank you, Hillary. Thank you, John, for being with us today. And thank you, everyone, for sitting in on this call. And we hope to be with you again in 2 weeks' time. Goodbye.
Again, thank you all for joining us. That concludes today's program. You may now disconnect.